Saints Simon and Jude, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, you know that our Lord was like us in everything, except he didn't commit any sins ever, just like his most pure mother, Mary. Well, one of the ways in which our Lord was like us is that he came from a family. He had for his mother, Mary, and he had an adopted father whose name was Saint Joseph. And also our Lord, just like some of you, had cousins. He had lots of cousins, as a matter of fact. And some of your cousins come to church, and some of your cousins are here in school with you. And isn't that wonderful to be able to have your cousins with you? I think some of our cousins didn't make it back for this year. We must say special prayers for them, to Saint Jude especially, that they'll be able one day to come back to our church and school, because that's ever so important. Now, we love our cousins, and we like to play with them, and we like to talk to them and spend time with them. And sometimes, because unlike our Lord and our Lady, we're not sinless, we have temptations, sometimes I think we fall to fighting or arguing with our cousins, don't we? Well, you know, if you ever do that, you shouldn't, of course, but if you'd ever do that, remember, you can always say the magic words, "I'm sorry," and tell our Lord when you say your act of contrition the next time you're sorry too, and you will be forgiven for those little sins. But remember, that's what the apostles did. Only it was before our Lord died on the cross and before the Holy Ghost came down upon them on Pentecost to make them burning full of the Holy Ghost and sanctifying grace, apostles of his name. Sometimes they would fight amongst each other. They would argue, even though they were grown-ups, they would argue like children, and they would say, "No, me first," and then they would say, "No, I get to go first," things like that. And our Lord sometimes grew very disappointed with his cousins indeed. But I think he called them, so many of his cousins, to be his apostles because, well, they were his family. And he knew them very well. He knew their faults, but he also knew that family is usually pretty loyal and he could count on them in a pinch. Only when the time came, I'm afraid they got to be very, very afraid. And they didn't stay with our Lord. The only one who stayed with our Lord and our Lady, well, that would be Saint John. Well, today we have the feast day of two brothers who were cousins to Christ, and their names are Saints Simon and Jude. Do you remember the first miracle that our Lord worked, children? It was at Cana of Galilee. There was a wedding feast. Well, they say that was Saint Simon's wedding. He was the bridegroom of the wedding feast, and our Lord had to go on account of because it was his cousin who was getting married. So he and our Blessed Mother went there, and some of his other cousins and his disciples. They all went to the wedding feast, and our Lord turned all of the water into wine, and it was his first miracle, so everyone would have enough to drink at the wedding party. Later on, our Lord called Saint Simon, as I say, to be one of his apostles, and he has a nickname of the Zealous One because he was full of zeal, which means love for God's honor. And he went everywhere he possibly could to preach the gospel to many, many nations until finally he met up again with his brother, Saint Jude. Saint Jude is the patron saint of impossible cases. In other words, if you don't think you have a chance, you pray to Saint Jude. They say that got started because Saint Jude's name is almost exactly the same in English as Judas. And Judas was the apostle who became a traitor. He betrayed our Lord. He sold him to the Jews for some money, which was a terrible sin indeed, one of the worst anyone could ever commit. Well, they say that for a long time, no one ever prayed to Saint Jude because his name was so much like the traitor's name that he got to be forgotten. And so people got the idea, well, St. Jude could probably have time to take care of me because no one else is praying to him. And he is indeed a very, very powerful saint. But did you know that our Lord's other cousin, St. Jude, is also the saint of the holy face? That's a very beautiful and a powerful devotion. And if you go out to the cloister, you'll see our statue of St. Jude. And there, he's holding, it looks like a plate, and on this plate is the holy face of Jesus, the same as we have a picture of in our church over by the Sacred Heart statue. And the story is that there was once upon a time a king, and he lived in Syria, which is a country having a lot of problems right now. We have to pray for the Syrians. Well, back then, this king ruled over just one city, and he was sick. And he wanted our Lord, he believed in our Lord, he heard about him, and he wanted our Lord to come and heal him. Only our Lord couldn't, because he was too busy. And so the poor sick king wrote a letter to our Lord, and our Lord wrote back and he said, I'm going to send my picture to you. And after he ascended into heaven, sure enough, St. Jude, that was one of his first jobs, St. Thomas gave it to him. He took our Lord's picture. How did they get our Lord's picture? Well, there was a painter or an artist once who was trying to paint the picture, and our Lord looked at it, and he thought, not a very good likeness. And so our Lord touched it to his face. And all this beautiful light came out, and it was a true picture of Christ. And they saved it. And after Pentecost, it went up to Edessa. And it was there for the longest time, and they call it the Mandylion. And it's one of the pictures of our Lord that we still possess today. And St. Jude brought it, the picture of his cousin and his God, Jesus Christ. Well, that's something about our saints today. So think about your cousins today. Pray for all of them to stay very close to Jesus. Do you remember to pray for your family? You certainly should. Never give up on them, children. Do you remember to pray for things that you think are almost hopeless? You certainly should. Never give up on those things either. That's why our Lord gave us his cousin, St. Jude, to intercede for us. God bless you. In the name of the Father and of the Son, of the Holy Ghost. Amen.